Hi, everyone. Welcome to Dishing Drama with Dana Wilkie Uncensored. We have officially moved to Patreon. Here's a sneak peek of Dishing Drama with Dana Wilkie.
Come on, bitch, let's go. Come on, get ready, bitches.
Oh my God, happy New Year's Eve. How exciting. I love a new year, don't you? It's like everything starts fresh. You archive all your old files and create new ones, so everything's clean. If you've made mistakes, you can say that was last year, right? It's inspirational. Like, what are the possibilities of this year, especially if 2023 didn't serve you? So love a new year. Hope you guys are excited about New Year's Eve as I am and what's coming. So let me just tell you that I did record this show about 2 weeks before New Year's Eve, but we did the show knowing it was going to air on New Year's Eve. And I'm happy to say that I did it with some real friends of mine that you guys will know. So I got to know Up and Adam and Down with Jason from when I was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills as an alumni. They asked me to come on their show, and I got to meet them that way. And then we went on to become friends off of any social media platform, etc. I told them I was launching a podcast and a Patreon, and they were super supportive to me. And they said, you should also do a YouTube. And they went out of their way, Jason and Adam, to show me how to get started. And I try to, by the way, pass that forward to other people when I can, because they were so kind to me. So Adam and Jason are my friends, and I thought a lot of you guys listen to them and watch them, so you might enjoy us doing an episode together because we have a real friendship outside of all this performance art we're doing. In addition to that, Adam and Jason had a party that I went to while I was in London, and actually Reality Diamond Freddie, who's British, went, and I had never met him in person before, although we had collabed quite a few times on the podcast and a little on YouTube, and I was excited to meet him in person, and so he makes an appearance on the show today as well because he was at the party we went to. So I did this show in two parts. One part was Jason and Adam and I hanging out and discussing some of our favorite moments of 2023 and then our New Year's resolution. And then another part of the show is me talking to some of the people that attended Adam and Jason's party, including Reality Diamond Freddie, who happened to be there. And by the way, Reality Diamond Freddie is 6'2". I'm like from Middle Earth for him. I'm like a hobbit. Anyway, I think you're going to really enjoy the strange format of today's show, and it is definitely going to get you in the mood to party tonight. So whatever you're going to do, if you're going to have a private party at home and just grab a bottle of wine and some prosciutto and cheese and get drunk and watch a romantic comedy, or whether you're going out with a bunch of friends raving and being excessive, and that's fun too. Me, I'm going to be hanging out with my friends in London. Yeah, I have friends here still. I lived in London in Chelsea for a year. I did a show that never took off. It was supposed to be for Channel 4 originally, and it never happened, but it was called Rich and Ditched. And so I was living in London during that time that we were shooting that pilot, and I was just really having a great time here. I made lots of friends. And then in Miami, many of my friends that my son went to school with were from London. So before I get into the show, the real show, I just want to share some of my highlights from staying in the UK suburbs, because I've been asked by so many people, like, what are cool things to do out here, where to have dinner and party and blah, blah. So some of that's in this next part, and then we'll get into the real show. Just to share a few highlights from my trip with you. If you guys end up going to England and you want to skip London because you're sick of it, because that's kind of what happened to me. I was like over London a little bit, except to see my friends, you know. I wanted to tell you that there's some really fun touristy things to do out in the suburbs of the UK. So here's some of the things I did that were highlights for me that you might want to copy at some point. I went to Baths, which is a village that is really historical and beautiful. It has a church, which is where the first monarch of the UK was crowned. And you can actually see where that occurred. Also, Queen Elizabeth kneeled in the church and prayed, and they have a place where she kneeled, you can see. And if you come during the holiday, you can hear all of the choirs of the different churches that are really ancient, practicing and singing. And obviously, as you can imagine, they're like first class because these are really, really popular and old and well-financed churches. Here's a sound bite from one of the choirs I caught. Now, another really fun thing to do in Baths is they have a hot springs, a natural hot springs, which has been used by the Romans, and it still exists, and it's from 60 and 70 AD, okay? And so I guess the Romans decided to make the hot springs into this huge spa for them to use. And people would go there for a bunch of different reasons. So they would go if they were sick and they needed to get better. They believed that the gods would bless the water and make them have their health back if they sat in the water. And they had special rooms in the Roman baths dedicated to that. There were rooms in the Roman baths that were just used for aesthetic purposes, meaning the women would go and they'd want like a beauty treatment. And what was interesting about the baths was, even though the Romans had slaves and they had a very specific class system in their ranks, like of how they looked at people, everybody was allowed to bathe together and enjoy the hot springs together. And so there would have been all different men and women in their environments there bathing, no matter their social class. And it was just a really extraordinary experience. This was a humongous spa. It had a gym. It had a place where you could meet with a priest and you could put on lead curses to people that you wanted to hurt and throw them into one part of the bath. And the gods would answer your prayers for curses. And what was funny to me was that there were definitely more curses than prayers. Okay, so people definitely curse a lot more than they just ask for things. I thought, boy, not a lot has changed, right? But it was a really neat experience. And so I would definitely recommend going to the baths. Now, you can also go around the corner from the Roman baths, and there is a spa that if you bring a bathing suit, you can go into and actually sit in the hot springs in a modern spa environment as well. And they have a few different ways for you to experience the hot water, which is about 90 degrees Fahrenheit, 90, 95 degrees. So anyway, you guys can have a lot of fun with that. I definitely recommend that one. A village that's very beautiful and influential that you guys might want to visit while you're out in UK suburbs is Henley-on-the-Thames. This is a big socialite village. In there is where Anne Boleyn used to stay with Henry VIII before he murdered her. So there's really fun history in that town. It's where the regatta is every summer, which is a huge party where you would want to go to Henley-on-the-Thames and be social. Just like Ascot, it's a big socialite affair. So food for thought on that one. Another thing that you might want to experience is going to Woodstock, which is near Oxford. And Woodstock has the Blenheim Castle. The Blenheim Castle is part of the Marlborough family dynasty, which is a very powerful and influential family in the UK still to this day. The Duke of Marlborough is related to Winston Churchill, you know, the line of dukes. And so when you go to Blenheim Castle, you actually get to see a real castle that the family still lives in. They have like a private huge wing of the castle that they still function out of. The Duke of Marlborough family is so interesting because Winston Churchill was related to it, and so was Diana. Princess Diana's Spencer family has a tie to the Marlborough title, you know, family. And the current Duke of Marlborough, who is the 12th Duke of Marlborough, is named James Spencer Churchill. You recognize Spencer from Princess Diana and Churchill, of course, from Winston Churchill. Again, like I said, they're all connected. He was, James Spencer Churchill is interesting because he used to party his ass off. And they even, I guess, when he took over the Duke title, they had to create like a trustee environment because so many people were worried that maybe he would party all of the, you know, the riches of the Duke of Marlborough family away. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure the guy's over his highly publicized drug addictions, but still makes the family colorful. And there's a lot of color to the different Dukes of Marlborough. There's great stories of, you know, women and partying and scandals and gambling and like any family, right? That's freaking right. But what's cool about Charles James Spencer Churchill is that he has a son, and his son is named George Spencer Churchill, the Marquis of Blandford. Now he's going to be the next Duke of Marlborough. It goes to the eldest son. And George is interesting because he is a hot, and I mean hot, like 30 something polo player who's also a model and a brand ambassador for like polo clothing out of Argentina. Okay, now he's really fun too. He's got a young wife who's really good looking that he's been dating since he was young. She's an interior designer, and they travel and they love Vegas. And so they're kind of like a hip family. So as you're in this castle seeing all of their generations of family members on the wall, by the way, you can't help but note that they're very good looking. Like the family for generations has been very good looking, except maybe for Churchill's little stint in there. His family, not so much, but the earlier Duke of Marlboroughs are very good looking, and the current ones were when they were young, and definitely the young one that's going to be heir to the title is very hot. But basically, you can't help but look at how awesome this castle is, and then just knowing that they're over in that other wing, you know that like fun stuff is happening over there. You know what I'm saying? Like these are hip dukes. So, and that town, just so you guys know, looks like it's out of a movie. It's so stunning, right? It's like, wow. So, and there's beautiful nature there and all this stuff. And yes, this is the Woodstock where they had the famous music festival. Unfortunately, they don't do it anymore. So that's a good one to check out. And of course, Oxford, to see Oxford University and all the educational institutions that are out of Oxford is a real experience. Einstein taught at Oxford University a few lectures, and they have his drawings still from him showing his different theories on a blackboard. You can still see. And it's great food. It's really fun. It's very affordable, and it's just, you're going to love it. Make sure you go to the meadow and the canal in Oxford as well. It's kind of hidden, but oh my gosh, it's really fun to walk it as a local. Oh, one more tip. There's a restaurant called Pierre Victoire, and that is a French restaurant that has the best French food. Oh my gosh. And it's in Oxford. And also they opened up a new Soho House location if you're part of that private club called The Farm. And that is also awesome. And I haven't gone yet, but I'm going to Stonehenge this week before I return back to the U.S. It's actually not that far from Oxford. It's only like 2 hours away. Oh, and there's a place called Killington Castle, which is near Woodstock. And they have a Michelin like rated restaurant if you want to check out like a Michelin place while you're here. Let me just tell you that I was at Reading train station. I was going, I forget where the hell I was going, one of my locations, but I had to stop in Reading. So I got off and I was listening to people, and I guess they were from Kate Middleton, yes, the future queen consort's village in West Berkshire, which is called Bucklebury. And she's from this area, the whole family is. And they were gossiping about Middleton and their like failed companies. So I overheard it and I said, wow, like what is going on with this? And they'd started to fill me in. And then I went home and I did a confessional video on all of the financial scandals related to the Middleton family, which, by the way, there's a lot. I had no idea. So I did a deep dive, and I did that and dropped it in the Patreon in my confessional video and in an audio version yesterday. If you haven't caught that, you'll want to go into the Patreon and listen to it. It's so good. You're going to be shocked. Okay, so yeah. Stonehenge, here I come this week. Now let's get into the episode and let's have a party together, shall we?
Come on, bitch, let's go.
Okay, you guys, so guess what? I'm in London and I'm doing our New Year's special for Dishing Drama, Dana Wilkie. And I was so lucky because Adam and Jason, you know, up and Adam and down with Jason sometimes in the old days.
We made it our second channel.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Because we were both just doing so much on both channels that it just didn't make sense.
And why would you compete against each other?
Exactly.
See, I thought it was a good idea to compete against each other, but apparently it wasn't. So we turned it into Up and Adam Channel 2. However, I love that we see you in all of the cities that we're not normally in. So it's like Miami, London. I'm ready to go to like, can we go to Turks and Caicos next year?
Yes, yeah. I've been to Turks and Caicos. We could do that. I don't know why we don't connect it, like where we live, but it's weird.
Well, I mean, okay, so we... Do we tell people?
You can. I can edit it out if it's not.
No. So we used to live like 2 hours from each other. Now we only live like 3 hours from each other.
Yeah, you moved to where? Like North Carolina?
Hilton Head. So South Carolina.
Wow. Yeah.
But we're thinking right now that we might be moving to Charleston. Because, surprise guys, we're joining the cast of Southern Charm.
You still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man. I'm trying to get them on there. We all artists, man. We gonna have this like,
bro, me and my man Kai, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I got like, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
Are you serious?
No.
I would believe it in a way.
I mean,
that would be awesome.
It's been proposed.
You need a new villain? Here I am.
You're not a villain. What is going on? This is such nonsense.
It's the internet, not me.
the internet. It's actually not to go down a dark path, but essentially, you know, when there was all that drama with me and Zach and other people and Zach, it sort of set in motion a little bit of this thing, like, you're not as nice as you seem to be. Like, you're covering your true dark side.
You may dress like a Christian, but the similarity ends there.
But you are the nicest. You've always taken care of me and been so kind, and Jason, too.
Well, I don't know. You know what I don't understand about the content creation world is why there has to be any kind of drama, because there's room for everyone. Everyone does something different.
Yeah.
You know, what you do is very different from what Adam does, very different than all the other content creators do. And that's what makes it interesting. There's a niche for everyone.
You know what's kind of funny to me about this too is like, I feel like with Jason was in competitive sports in the sense that he performed for the US and he was in Cirque and he was invited to the Olympics. And now I think that content creation is so much more competitive.
Yeah.
Which is wild because when I met you, do you remember the conversation we had at the pool with the little avocado floaty?
Yes, totally.
And the stuff. And
the conversation I couldn't join in because I had one too many.
Adam was joining me in Miami just for fun. We were hanging out at the pool. And what was amazing about this was I had no YouTube at this time.
No. And we talked about it. And the thing that I was telling you was, this is the algorithm. These are the keywords. This is what you do. And whatever you need help with, because it was you and Casey at the time.
Yeah.
And I had a relationship with Casey. Casey actually stayed the night in the same night that I stayed the night with you. Okay. So
yeah, there's, you guys, if you search Up and Adam and Down with Jason in the Patreon, you'll find the episodes we did in the past with deep dives on Jason's time at Cirque du Soleil. We even do like the dark party circuit of Cirque du Soleil. And we did Up and Adam and sort of the origin story of Vanderpump Rules and Up and Adam. So you might enjoy finding those in the Patreon. Okay, go ahead, Ed.
No, I was going to say really quick too, and that really does sum it up. But you know what's so funny is like, I also, and I don't know how you feel, Dana, I don't look at it as like competitive only for the simple fact that my opinions are not going to match your opinions, and the way that I do content is not going to be the way that you do content. Everybody's different, unless you're copying someone. And I think that in some weird way, a lot of people always ask me, have you seen my show? It's not that I refuse to listen. I just don't listen because I don't want to mimic them.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have the same style.
Yeah.
And it's almost like now we're in London and I'm like, hello. And I don't want to do that in the content creating world.
I don't do that. I don't, because I'm scared that I'll hear something and I'll want to use it. It might be in someone's Patreon and I don't want to do that to them. So I stay away also. And plus I find that if I start to look at other people's content, I mimic it.
Yeah.
Like I'll start to go down a path of how they feel about stuff and this and that. And I don't want to do that. So if I do, let's say my episode, 8 recap of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and I come from what really took me aback, right? That's going to be completely different than Instagram.
Yeah.
But if I watch Instagram, I'll just become them.
Yeah.
Like everybody talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's so easy. It's like if you go to any state or any country and you all of a sudden start adopting their accent.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like you can adopt content creators' ways of creating content.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what I want to avoid. So I just choose not to necessarily listen, but still promote. Like if we have friends like you or anyone else who will like ask us or tag us or whatever, then I'm like, oh my God, I love them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's promote. But I can't always listen because then I don't want to be Dana Wilkie 2.0.
No, stay in your corner.
No. Yeah, exactly. That's the way to do it.
Oh my gosh. But I guess I just want to say that with all this internet speak that you are kind of alluding to earlier about you being a villain, and I know you played on it because you went to the villain opening. You're not a freaking villain.
Thank you.
It's ridiculous. A villain, just for everybody's understanding from my perspective, is a person who vindictively pursues hurting people, who goes out of their way to cause problems for them and will do anything to come for someone negatively. Or even in the way that they depict their content, they try to tell a story in an ultra negative way or really kind of take a dark outlook on why someone would do something instead of giving them the benefit of the doubt or other possibilities that might be there to consider. And I feel like the influencers that are in the light, as you will, do that. And the influencers that are in the dark don't. And that's really kind of the differentiator for me. Just saying.
No, I think that's good.
I agree with that completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't argue with that. I think that's great.
Okay, cool. So now let's get into New Year's highlights for 2023. Okay.
So, oh, Lord.
I know it's going to be hard after all the drinking that you remember, right?
No, listen, this is my second Prosecco and I've had 6 shots of espresso.
Okay, you're on.
And I've worked today and I stayed in the hotel all day while Jason and his mom and my mom and our best friend, they went to the Borough Market and I did TikToks and stuff, and I kind of missed out on a day, but I wanted to work a little bit.
But yeah. You took a day off, which he never does.
Never.
So yesterday we went to the Royal Albert Hall where I performed, and I got to show him and his mom and my mom, because my dad and my brother have seen me perform there, where we performed.
Oh my god, you just gave me my first. Can I say my highlights this year?
Yeah.
So since I met Jason, wait, 10
highlights
years
of
ago,
what though?
Oh, just 2023 moments. It could be anything.
Yeah. I have a few. Oh my god, here we go.
Okay, let it rip. Oh,
so, one of my highlights this year was when I met Jason 10 years ago, and he told me that he was in Cirque du Soleil. I thought he meant like he was in the circus, like he was a clown. Like, uh-huh.
I was. And,
right. But
really nice one, though. Yeah.
I didn't know to the magnitude. So when he told me he performed for the Queen and, or, you know, like Orlando Bloom and all of these people, I was like, what? You know, like kind of, but then seeing the space of the Royal Albert Hall.
Yeah.
I was like, this is incredible.
Yeah.
So that definitely yesterday was such a highlight. And then unfortunately, they only gave us so much space because they had a performer.
Sure.
So then we went through and I was trying to find something special for Jason from the Royal Albert Hall. And it's right over there in that little bag.
Yeah.
But they had a book, and on page 4, lo and behold, there's his face. Right.
You're
there.
Kidding.
And it was one of the most iconic moments for the Royal Albert Hall.
You know, every show they do at the Royal Albert Hall, they take one photo from that show and they put it on the wall around, going around the hall. And there's one photo of me.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
And I just, it's kind of like a club, right? You just feel like your photo is there.
You just hotted yourself way up.
Listen, I think YouTube, I'm like, YouTube, no. You have nothing on, like, seeing the space. Have you been?
No, I haven't.
Oh my god.
Well, I just want to say, it was also a highlight for me because he doesn't know my life before.
Yeah.
No. You know, like, you kind of know about that world before. He
has no idea. Because you guys were at the hangar party.
Yeah, we party our ass off. Yeah, a few, actually, Vegas, a few, yeah.
Yeah, god. The Montreal.
You have to listen to that episode.
Or maybe don't. Maybe don't.
But, you know,
no, that was that was the solo one.
It was that, and, you know, in this year, too, a lot of people don't realize it's, especially, like, highlights, ups and downs. We started off this year in an apartment in Palm Beach County.
Yeah.
And then we bought a home, a townhouse,
mm-hmm.
and we moved into the townhouse. Then my grandfather, who I met from the Ellen Show, passed away,
mm-hmm.
and we moved to Stuart, Florida. We bought another house.
Mm-hmm.
After we bought the townhouse, and my grandfather passed away, it was so depressing to me. And Jason came home one day, and I asked him, I said, can we go to Hilton Head? You've always told me how much you love Hilton Head. And he said, like, that's always where I went with my dad, who his dad unfortunately passed away in his family. That's where they always mm-hmm. went. And it was so special to him. And I said, can we please just go? I want to see if I'm going to have that same feeling. And we went that Friday, and we put an offer in on a house that Sunday. So then we ended up buying this house, and we moved to Hilton Head.
I know, but it sounds like we're buying, but we bought a business.
It was a
Airbnb.
Business.
It was a running Airbnb.
Yeah.
Proud of you. You're building a little real estate empire. What the hell else are you supposed to do?
And my concern is always is,
God forbid, can't do content forever.
Yeah, God forbid something happens with YouTube or something. Then I just want to make sure that Jason and I are okay and we're not working for Lisa Vanderpump again, as great as that was.
Unless we're going to the France. I would go to the France thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one where we get to be guests in her chalet in France.
We should have been.
We
should be casted for that. Either that or Squid Games on Netflix.
That could be fun.
I have not watched
I watched the whole thing.
The real one or the.
Oh, the real one is amazing. I've already applied. Like,
but, you know, also, too. After that, because we spent so much time in transition, it was a lot of time internally focusing on our YouTube channel. And after the passing of my grandfather and stuff, then we had like this gap. And I said to Jason, I said, last year we did Jen Shaw. We did like Mary Cosby's Parents. We had moments. And this year we didn't. But then I get a call from Sheena from Vanderpump Rules. And Sheena wants Jason and I to produce her show and be a part of her show. And we did. And then that was like a really cool moment. And then from there, it just went to BravoCon, which was amazing. And then...
You were really working your ass off at BravoCon. I saw him. He was, like, uploading content, doing
Dana,
a live.
I'm telling you.
I was
whenever I see Adam at BravoCon, he's, like, huddled in a corner. He has these, like... these weird conversations with housewives, like, in corners. Like, they, and I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I should know what you're talking about, but what are you talking about?
They recorded me talking to Andy in a corner, huddled.
Yep. Well, no, my cousin did, because she's such a fan. So she recorded, she secretly, like, recorded with her phone. I'm like, you can't do that here, but she did.
I love that she did that. That's awesome.
So do I. Yeah. But, like, you know, it was, it's weird. He's always, like, huddled in the corner with someone. Last year it was Teresa and Emily from OC. This year you were, like, huddled with, you know, everyone.
Wait,
you know?
Can we gossip about something? And if you don't want to, I'll cut this part out. No. But can you tell me, we started talking about the Katerina Mazepa moment that didn't happen. Can you talk about it? And you could also address it in any way. Okay, so let's talk about one of your moments this year, okay? You had a moment which I loved. I made 3 videos out of it. I used it as material. I was like, I very rarely do like a comedy hour, but she's so easy. And I know, you know, with all due respect to your guest, of course. But Katerina Mazepa was your interview, and you went down and you did so much work in setting this up in her mansion that she's getting wet by Dr. Lenny and having. And so what was the thinking originally on that, and then where did it go after? or was it just a mistake and you were like...
No, you know, I kind of... I don't really pick and choose... Well, I do pick and choose, but I always feel like there's always another side of the story. So I think that, like, if you think about most franchises, like, if you, like, a lot of people would want to talk to Erica or want to talk to certain people.
Yeah.
And I want to hear from the other side. And I thought for Katerina, I just thought that I wanted to, like, she had a story. And then, oh my God.
What happened?
Okay.
Because I've got gossip to add to this story. So I want, but it's good. You're going to like it. Unfortunately, for my non-Patreon members, this is where the podcast ends for you. There's another 45 minutes of gossip in the show, and I promise it's worth your $6 per month. I promise. But in case you don't, I did want to stop and say to you at this point, Happy New Year's. Happy 2024.